Senator Lisa Murkowski joined with congressional colleagues from Washington State today to announce a new bill that would increase federal funding for the nation's ferry systems. The U.S. Ferry Systems Investment Act calls for $200 million a year for marine highways around the country. That would triple the current level of $67 million annually. Half the money would be allocated based on passenger and vehicle boardings and total ferry system route miles. The other $100 million would be distributed on a discretionary basis and help expand and start new ferry services. Senator Murkowski says it's too soon to know how much money would go to Alaska, but she's optimistic the state's 3,000 miles of ferry system would warrant a significant chunk of the funding.
With the formula the way it's structured and a dedicated 25% to go towards the route miles, that helps a state like Alaska enormously. So we're optimistic that this will be a real boost for the Alaska Marine Highway System.
Murkowski says she doesn't expect the funds would be used to start new routes in Alaska. Instead, she says it could help with the Alaska Class Ferry Project, which aims to replace some of the aging vessels in the Southeast and Prince William Sound fleets.
Of the 11 vessels that we have, four of them are over 45 years old, which is, it's time to be looking at those as assets and how well they're functioning. So these dollars don't necessarily go towards operation, but they do go for maintenance and they do go for replacement.
Murkowski's co-sponsoring the bill with a colleague from across the aisle, Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington State. Murray says they're likely to move the ferry bill within a larger comprehensive transportation bill later this year instead of on its own.
It isn't always easy to convince some of our colleagues back in this Washington about the importance of a robust ferry system. They get the investments in roads and highways and in rail, but a lot of them don't realize that for many of our states, ferries are a very crucial link in the transportation chain.
Alaska Republican Congressman Don Young will support the bill in the House, and Democratic Senator Mark Begich's office says he hopes to sign on as a co-sponsor.